The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you will be aware at this stage of the news that Gary Lineker is leaving the BBC. This after he was forced to apologise for a controversial social media post, which has led to his premature departure. Martin Lipton is the chief sports reporter with The Sun. He's with me now. Martin, for people maybe who are busy over the weekend, out on the beaches, enjoying the unseasonably good weather, remind us what Gary Lineker posted and why he was forced to apologise.
Yeah, there was a sort of video thing that he posted, which was about the situation in Gaza, but it included into it an emoji of a rat, and that is a blatantly anti-Semitic trope. We can go back to the blood libels and the protocols of the Elders of Zion and all these sort of things. Gary Lineker says he didn't see it properly. He hadn't noticed it. If he had, he wouldn't have posted it. He rapidly turned it down, took it off once it had been pointed out to him, and apologised. And I think that's genuine. I don't think he would have ever done something like this if he'd been aware of the full ramifications. But he has, as you know, over the last few years, become increasingly outspoken on a number of issues. And if you remember a couple of years ago, of course, the BBC Match of the Day coverage ended up with no commentary and no pundits because Lineker had been suspended and all of his colleagues went on strike in support of him. So there was a change in social media policy by the BBC at that point, basically saying that talent, as they called it, were not allowed to make any political points. And this ended up being something which was probably the final straw in an already somewhat fractured relationship. We knew that Lineker was going to be stepping down from Match of the Day at the end of this season, so next weekend. He was contracted to do FA Cup and the World Cup for them next year. But that would have been the end of his contract. It's been end of the year early.
So why do you suspect that decision was made, given he had so little work left to do with the BBC?
Well, look, I think his relationship with the Beeb had been evolving, shall we say. There's a new head of sport at the Beeb, Alex Kajelski. They're changing the format of Match of the Day. He's got other things, other fish to fry. Let's be honest, he's got his Goal Hanger Productions, the podcast company with the rest of his history and the rest of his politics and the football show as well, which are hugely successful, earned him a lot of money, far more, I think, than the BBC were paying him. And he'd already negotiated down his BBC contract. It was coming to an end. He didn't need to be in the spotlight any further. If he's no longer shackled to the BBC, he's perfectly at liberty to make any social media comments he wishes to. This was one because of the reality of the BBC demands on its presenters that he was found to be in breach of that policy. Well, that will not apply to him any further. We know he's somebody with a number of strong views on a number of issues, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. He's now free to be himself. I think that might be part of it as well.
I mean, he's been the face of football on the BBC for so long now, but I'm minded of that great old saying that graveyards are full of irreplaceable men. Do you think anybody will notice he's not there come the World Cup?
Well, I mean, by the World Cup, we'll get used to the Match of the Day being presented by Gabby Logan and Kelly Dalglish, and also Mark Chapman, who is an outstanding presenter. He'll become, I think, the main face of BBC football going forward because he's outstanding. And things move on. You know, there was a time when you couldn't believe there'd be football without Jimmy Hill or without Des Lynam or without Brian Moore or David Coleman, whatever it might be. Everything changes. Lineker has had an outstanding career as a player, as we know, an outstanding career as a broadcaster. He reinvented himself. He found a way to become a natural on television, absolutely brilliant presenter. But there's always a revolving cast list, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, he's in his 60s now. He has made a lot of money. He's got Goal Hanger, which I'm sure is making him an awful lot more money. Do you suspect he's just going to sit back and enjoy it, or might we see him crop up on Sky or ITV?
Well, he's always suggested that he doesn't like the advertising restrictions, as it were, on television. So if you go to the commercial broadcasters, you have no time at halftime to discuss the game because you've got to get three advert breaks in. But then again, Sky, if their sort of flagship show is on the Monday night and even before, and maybe have more time to talk. But he doesn't need it. He doesn't have to do it. It's up to him. If people come to him with offer, he might take it. But I suspect he's fairly happy moving on to a different phase in his life. Well, look, I could look increasingly stupid over the next few months if it's changed, but I don't think he will. I think he'll feel that that's it. He's done his TV time and move on to other things.
Martin, listen, thanks a million for talking us through all of that. Martin Lipton is the chief sports reporter with The Sun.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.